County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell joins us. They do have a meeting tonight. But Steve, address your problems, troubles with Leoni Township and the SRA.
Well, the County Board of Commissioners are going to have to pass another resolution to attempt to collect what is over $2 million from the Leoni sewer system, and has become quite a burden. Because remember, while the five townships that are involved, are receiving water and sewer, all of the residents of Jackson County are paying this bill. And it's digging into our reserve. And with the tough economic times ahead of us, a solution needs to be found, and we would hope the solution be found before the end of the year. And there is an opportunity right now. There is a sewer authority that's meeting and putting together documents and creation of an organization, but we need to work this whole thing all the way through and get it solved so Jackson County can go forward.
Are you talking to Leoni or no?
Oh, no. We're talking not only to Leoni, but we're talking with, I believe it's a total of 11 or 12 townships and villages to put together a southern sewer authority. Which would be an empowered organization that would then own and operate everything as a municipal sewer authority correctly, and would have a sound basis for doing things going forward instead of emotional issues or one-time power grabs.
So this bill has just simply gotten bigger, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's gotten bigger over the last 5 years. It's quite the becoming quite the burden for the county to deal with, again, especially with all the tightness that's going on with furloughs at the county at this time. So, yeah, it's an ongoing issue. We need to figure out a solution, and we need to work together to do it. And I hope that the body that is meeting can come up with a legitimate solution that will make it so all of the county taxpayers are made whole.
No, you guys will probably address some of the flooding. We got a note from JC Dot overnight, and a list of about a dozen roads that flooded over. A couple of them were pretty bad.
Yeah, and they're on top of it. They've got to keep them closed until the water recedes. Go in and do stability checks. Make sure that the under part of the road wasn't washed out or damaged in any way. And also make sure that any of the other infrastructure that runs parallel isn't putting the road at risk. And then we'll get those roads open and secure and operational as quick and as clean as we possibly can. Our crews are on top of it. I saw them out yesterday managing different things. And I hope that we can have most of this under control and taken care of by the weekend. I can't promise that.
Yeah. Commission will deal with a lot of road issues tonight, right?
Well, yeah, we have a Browns Lake Road culvert, which is south of the community college area, and then we're working on County Farm Road, which is a road and signal design for the new industrial park on County Farm Road across from Technique, and out there in Blackman Township. We'll be working on a county farm road resolution for that, and then also a King Road contract and resolution for the Board of Commissioners tonight, as well as dealing with some appointments that we need to make since the untimely retirement of Dr. Tompkins and the appointment of our Commissioner Earl Pulaski. So there'll be some more of that going on tonight also.
And there's always the budget, your favorite topic.
Yeah, not really. I'm not a fan of operating this close to the switch. You know, we're having to come up with things quickly and fast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great group of elected officials and department heads that have come up with over 95 different people that have agreed to a furlough at this time. But I will tell you right now, they're doing the needs analysis and figuring out what we're going to have to do overall. We are certain that the legislature, due to their tax shortfall, will not hold counties harmless, and we have an expectation that we're going to have to collect some money and or some budget reductions. And we have all of that, and then the longer the stock market stays down, some of our financing things are gonna be held more accountable in the years to the future. And that could take up to 25 or 30 years to straighten those out. And we are working on solutions to all of those problems right now.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is, but I'm very happy to say that we have quite a professional team there.
Mm-hmm.
of people. Michael Overton has done a great job hiring his group, and the county has done a great job electing elected officials who can step up and make hard decisions and are willing to follow the numbers and make sure that we are protected. The one thing I can say that the residents of Jackson County could do is make sure they fill out their census form. Get in there, get online, get out, fill out your census form, and help Jackson pay for the next 10 years through having a legitimate census count.
Yeah, very good suggestion. Get that done.
That's correct.
You're a downtown business owner. You see that should be coming back shortly.
Well, I have to say that it is. My son and I have been open since April 5th and have worked through this. We've followed all the rules of social distancing, keeping the store sanitized and clean. We don't open till noon after we've gone over everything again with sanitizer. We've taken good care of our customers who've needed shoes, whether they be respiratory therapists or truck drivers or people that are now maintaining people's lawns and yards as we begin to slowly step everything back up. But we've sold a lot of factory shoes and a lot of people that are working right through this, making things and help our economy and help us stay safe with different products.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell. Of course, we're talking about Miller's Shoes downtown. So you're open at noon?
Yes, sir. Noon to 5, Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 on Saturdays. And during this time, we've also taken the time for Mike to begin his training to become a certified shoe technician and work his way through the same schooling that I have medically and to be able to continue another generation at Miller Shoes. So 110 years of service. We've survived everything this economy's put at us, and we plan on being open through this and after this.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.